This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Israeli military is pressing hard against Hamas in Gaza's main cities, with civilians still stranded near front lines. AP correspondent Charles Iledesma.
Israeli forces are battling Palestinian militants in Gaza's two largest cities, with civilians still sheltering along the front line, even after massive waves of displacement across the besieged territory. Residents say there's heavy fighting in and around the southern city of Khan Yunis, where Israeli ground forces opened a new line of attack last week, and battles are still underway in parts of Gaza City and the built-up Jabalia refugee camp in northern Gaza, where large areas have been reduced to rubble. I'm Charles Iledesma.
Meanwhile, amid growing criticism over its continued support of Israel's military operation in Gaza, the United States defended its stance, but also reiterated the importance of protecting Palestinian civilians.
More forcefully, with intensity. That's how Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu described Sunday the advances of his troops in Gaza.
In order to achieve all our goals, the elimination of Hamas, the return of all our abductees, and the promise that Gaza will never again be a threat to Israel.
Netanyahu also thanked the United States for vetoing a UN Security Council resolution last week that would have called for an immediate ceasefire. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
An African regional bloc says Sudan's warring generals have agreed to hold a face-to-face meeting as part of efforts to establish a ceasefire and initiate political talks to end the country's devastating war. In a statement Sunday, the bloc says the Sudanese generals agreed to an unconditional ceasefire and resolution over the conflict through political dialogue. This is VOA News. Ukrainian soldiers are again readying for winter combat in the 21-month-old conflict invading Russian soldiers.
In Ukraine's Kharkiv region, this modern war wages on as a recent Russian missile strike killed at least one person and injured several others. According to CNN, Western intelligence assessments warn Russia is likely to increase such attacks on civilian infrastructure during the winter. And while civilians brace for more cold months at war, frontline soldiers fight to regain land in the country's south and east. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
It appears the expected testimony from former U.S. President Donald Trump will not be heard in a New York City courtroom today. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Former President Trump posted on his Truth Social platform he's decided against testifying for a second time in his New York civil fraud trial. He says he already, quote, very successfully and conclusively testified last month and doesn't see the need to return to the witness stand again. At a New York dinner this weekend, the Republican presidential frontrunner accused Democrats of
weaponizing law enforcement for high-level election interference because we're beating them so badly in the polls.
Trump was expected to be the final defense witness in the fraud case brought by New York Attorney General Letitia James, accusing him of inflating his wealth on financial statements, duping bankers, insurers, and tax officials. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Australia said on Monday it would tighten visa rules for international students and low-skilled workers to bring migrant intake numbers to a sustainable level. Details from Reuters' Almond Lee.
The country said Monday that decision could cut its migration intake in half over the next 2 years and fix what the government called a broken migration system. Australia had boosted its migration numbers after COVID-19 to help businesses fill staffing shortages. However, the sudden surge in students and workers ratcheted up pressure on an already tight rental market, with homelessness on the rise. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese over the weekend said Australia's migrant numbers needed to go back to a, quote, sustainable level. The Labor government has pushed to speed up the entry of highly skilled workers and smooth their path to permanent residency.
Reuters' Almond Lee. U.S. President Joe Biden is taking a more active role in U.S. Senate negotiations over changes to the immigration system that Republicans are demanding in exchange for providing money to Ukraine and Israel. Biden has said he's willing to make significant compromises on the border to meet Republican demands that foreign aid be tied to the overhaul of U.S. border policy. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.